Certainly is, and the Melbourne Renegades are one win away from a WBBL final, if you don't mind. And they're going beautifully, and Sophie Molyneux, the captain, had a great series herself and joins us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Soph, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. How are you feeling knowing that there's a final to be played tomorrow? You get to watch the teams, one of the teams that you'll be playing against tomorrow in the final today. What's the vibe like?
Yeah, it's a really good vibe at the moment. It's a bit weird. I haven't really been in a situation where we're not really sure who we're playing yet. We're playing tomorrow night, but I think we'll all be watching pretty closely together. And, we've got a couple of training sessions over the next day or two. And, we're just pretty pumped to get out there.
It was an indifferent finish to the competition. You dominated for most of it. Were you annoyed by the way it sort of ended?
I suppose Mackay wasn't the greatest trip for us. I think, dropping those two games at the end there wasn't ideal, but I think that's part of the Big Bash. And I think every team sort of goes through a bit of a wave. And we were just, I suppose that come at the back end, but we were able to sort of draw a line in the sand and learn a few things. And we'd rather it happen in the last two round games than tomorrow night. So we've definitely sort of moved on, learnt a lot from it, and just pumped to get back out there again.
I remember speaking to you, or we spoke to you just before the competition was starting. You were down in Hobart, and we were talking about your squad, and you talked about a young, developing, emerging squad. It's performed much better than a young, developing, emerging squad. Has that surprised you?
I suppose it hasn't really surprised me, but it's just been really cool just to see different girls step up at different times. With Georgia Wareham doing her knee in the second round, it really sent a bit of a shock through the club and through the team. But I think we're all really proud the way we sort of bounced back straight back from that game, and we sort of haven't looked back since. And different girls have stood up at different times, and girls that we probably thought weren't going to play a massive role this year at bowling four overs a game and doing it really well, and just taking on the Big Bash, which is so cool to see.
It's been some great hitting. And Sophie, your captaincy, you took over this season. How have you found that, taking on that role within the Renegade space?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been handy to have Simon Helmet at the top there as coach. He's obviously a well experienced coach around different T20 clubs in across the world, and just to be able to bounce ideas off him and learn from him. I think not only me as captain, but I think all the girls have just really thoroughly enjoyed playing under him, and it's just been a really sort of enjoyable time to sort of play under him and learn different ways of looking at T20 cricket.
Yeah, and tell us about some of the players that you've got there, particularly some of the Indian girls that have come across had a really good impact on this group. Harmanpreet Kerr, sorry, yep. I've stumbled over that. Soph, you're probably more used to saying that than me.
Just Harry.
Yeah.
Just Harry.
Harry in particular has had a great impact. What's it been like having some of those players from a different country come into the environment?
Yeah, we certainly hit the jackpot with our Indians. they've been awesome for us. I think, the on-field performances, they sort of speak for themselves. They've both Jemmy and Harry have led from the front, and but I think it's more the off-field, the impact they've had on a really young sort of impressionable group. I think it's, you sort of can't put value on that. I think Harman's captain of India, so to have her out there in the middle is, it's priceless for us, and she's always so calm and full of wisdom. So it's been great to just sort of pick her brains, and the runs and wickets have helped as well.
Have you learnt a lot from her about cricket, or has it more reaffirmed your views on cricket having her in the team?
I'm definitely learning a lot from her. I think the Indians live and breathe cricket. If they're not playing, they're in their room shadow batting or watching their replays. So I think just the conversations we've had, it's been really interesting, I suppose, looking at it from a Australian system perspective and comparing that to how the Indians view the game, and I think it's been really sort of healthy just to be able to have a different look on things.
So what will you do tonight? Will you watch to see who your opponents might be, or do you go and do something completely different and sort of not play your game tonight when you're playing tomorrow night, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I'll probably watch. To be honest, I think we've got a bit of training this Arvo, and then we'll head back together and watch the game. And yeah, sort of a tight-knit group at the moment. We've been on tour together for, you know, 6 weeks, and sort of want to make the most of this last little leg of the Big Bash. So yeah, I suppose we'll all sit down and watch it.
Well, I'm pretty excited to see the Renegades in action tomorrow. That's you're my team. Sherelle's claiming that she's interested, but she's not really.
I am.
I'm Team Red. I'm getting on Red. Don't worry about that. I'm very, very keen to see what happens, Soph. I'll be watching tonight as well to see what we're up against. And I have no doubt when we win tomorrow night, we can absolutely take the Scorchers to town on Saturday for the final. Good luck to you. We appreciate your time this morning and have a great day today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Sophie Molyneux, the captain of Melbourne Renegades, in action tomorrow night. But don't forget, the first final, the elimination, is tonight with...
The Eliminator.
The Strikers and the Heat is game number one today. 6:40, check your local guides. I think it's 7:10